Third, management in the Chinese monastery. In Chinese, the phrase Chonglin, forest of trees, refers to a monastery monastics live. It has the connotation of a place where weeds do not grow and trees are upright due to the presence of specific rules and measures. Buddhism strongly emphasizes a congenial relationship between an individual and the group. Thus, communal rules, such as the 6 points of reverent harmony, and the rules of ethics instituted by Chan master Bai Zhang existed. The management of a Chinese monastery relies on principles such as self-commitment, self-monitoring, and self-discipline. The goal is to create a congruous Sangha community so that the Dharma can dwell in this world permanently. The Chinese monastery thus placed its management emphasis on shared responsibility and a harmonious group relationship. The system may be summarized in the following four characteristics. 1. Governing by virtue. In the monastery, all property is commonly owned. There are rules for hosting visiting monastics from the 10 directions. In a public monastery, that is, open to all, the abbot is chosen externally from renowned elders of the 10 directions. In a private monastery, that is not open to the public, the abbot is selected from internal elders who have distinguished themselves in virtue and knowledge. 2. Equality in labor. Chinese Chan monasteries rely heavily on collective farming. The principle of equal labor is strictly followed. Everyone, regardless of rank or seniority, has to participate in field work. The Chan master Bai Zhang set a perfect example when he insisted, "If I did not work today, I will not eat today." 3. Shared responsibility. Led by the abbot, a monastery usually divides the responsibilities and tasks among members. Everyone has duties, with each supporting the other. The personnel assignments are categorized into dichotomies of administrator versus manual or operational, and internal service versus external service. The leader's sole goal is to serve the Sangha community by maintaining the harmonious order of the monastery. The regulation for Chan Monastery says the monastery exists for its members. To edify members, the elder is elected. To mentor members, the head monk is designated. To uphold members, a director is chosen. The job of the Kamardana is to maintain accord among members by distributing duties fairly. The job of a cook is to take care of the food for members. A general affairs administrator is installed to plan the operation for all members. A treasurer is assigned to handle financial matters. A clerk writes and maintains the records for members. A librarian keeps the Tripitaka safe for members. The receptionist welcomes guests of the members. An attendant is a messenger for members. An attendant watches over clothes and bowls for members. A medicine specialist prepares medicine for members. A bathing room host provides bathing services to members. The wood collector gathers wood before the approach of winter. The fire tender makes sure that before meditation and breakfast, there is adequate wood and charcoal for the burners. Alms seekers gather offerings from the street for members. The foremen of gardens, mills, and farms produce food for members. Maintenance workers clean the facilities for members. Housekeepers serve members. Well-defined job positions and a complete division of labor are important factors driving the success and growth of an organization. 4. Code of communal living. In addition to the Buddhist precepts, Chinese monasteries have developed a set of rules governing the daily operation of monastery life. For example, Master Daoan, during the Eastern Jin Dynasty, established the following 3 sets of rules for his followers. 1. The rules for walking meditation, sitting meditation, sutra recitation, and Dharma talks. 2. The rules for practice, dining, and daily routines. And 3, the rules for task assignment, renewal of vows, and repentance. The rules of ethics enacted by Chan Master Bai Zhang during the Tang Dynasty and other rules such as those in the regulation for Chan Monastery, are documented evidence of monastic discipline. These well-defined codes of conduct were instrumental in the development of Sangha organizations.